Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get some snacks early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there, all my front and rear load truck drivers, all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening out there in the bed right now. All right. Lot to get into this morning on a Tuesday. Appreciate you joining, your boy. Make sure, by the way, you download the free Odyssey app so you can listen to me at any time, any place, anywhere. So that's why you need to go ahead and download the Odyssey app. All right, let's first and foremost talk about the Atlanta Falcons because they're back at the branch yesterday and had a few members of the Falcons coaching staff, Raheem Morris and Jerry Gray, talked to the media. Might let you hear from them here in a few. Also, a few players spoke to the media as well. And look, the main thing right now that we are focused on when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons is, one, the injuries. How are the Falcons going to respond to the injuries faced with Braylon Trice, who obviously, again, he's been put on injured reserve. He is out for the year with the torn ACL. And DeMarco Helms, Raheem Morris revealed yesterday that it was an ankle, or it is an ankle injury that is ailing DeMarco Helms, and it's going to keep him out for a significant amount of time. So what are the Falcons going to do about the injuries? Are they going to do – I don't think they're going to do anything about Braylon Trice. I don't think there is anything for them really to do. I think they have enough on the defensive line when it comes to trying to replace Braylon Trice. So I think they'll be okay in that regard. I know technically he was outside linebacker. I think they'll be okay in that regard. I think they'll be fine. I think they have enough depth there. But what are they going to do with the safety position? Because it was Jesse Bates. It was Richie Grant. It was DeMarco Helms. And those were really your best three guys. So you didn't have a ton of depth behind them. Obviously, you have some guys, but no guys of note behind them. So what are they going to do about the safety position? Well, it seems like the Falcons are at least interested. Well, we know they're at least interested, but now it's a question of whether or not they're going to be able to bring him in. Who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about former Pro Bowl and now free agent safety Justin Simmons. He obviously spent a long time with the Denver Broncos. He was a Pro Bowler with the Broncos. And according to Ian Rappaport and his sources, yesterday and today, the Falcons are going to be hosting the former Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons on a free agent visit. So again, he tweeted this out yesterday. Falcons are hosting Pro Bowl free agent safety Justin Simmons on a visit today and tomorrow, which again was yesterday and now today. Atlanta, obviously, again, being hit with the major injuries at defense, on the defensive side of the ball and at safety. And obviously, Braylon Trice talked about it as well. But look, if they can find a way to bring in Justin Simmons, another Pro Bowler back there with Jesse Bates, I mean, oh my goodness gracious, that would be quite the pickup for Terry Fontenot and the Atlanta Falcons. That will make that secondary even better. Can you imagine a veteran secondary that includes A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, and then, you know, whether it's Clark Phillips or Mike Hughes, still pretty good. That upgrades your secondary tenfold if you bring in a guy like Justin Simmons. So I am all for it, and I was very gung-ho when I saw that they were at least bringing him in, at least seeing what's up, at least giving it a shot, shooting that shot. Terry Fontenot out here shooting shots, man. That's what I like to see. And look, obviously, it doesn't mean that Justin Simmons is signed, sealed, and delivered here because he's going on a visit and he's visiting for 2 days. But it does mean the Falcons are trying. The Falcons are trying to make this team better. They are trying to supplement the DeMarco Helms injury with bringing in a guy who, again, who's been out there on the market for a while now. Justin Simmons has been on the market for a minute, a hot minute. And the fact that they are going out to see, okay, what is his number? Has maybe that number decreased since the start of his free agency up until this point, now that we are full-fledged into training camp, a preseason game in, has that number gone down for Justin Simmons, and can we reach a deal? So I just like the fact that the Falcons are shooting their shot and going for it. And I saw a tweet yesterday. Forgive me, I can't remember who it's from, but the Falcons have not touched really a lot of their restructures, maybe even any of their restructures, so they could still restructure deals. And I saw in the tweet that the Falcons could free up as much as $20 million in cap space if they restructure guys and, you know, have their way with the cap, which Terry Fontenot, coming from the New Orleans Saints, is all too familiar with. So this won't be a money issue, I don't think. I think it will be whether or not Justin Simmons wants to come here. And I will say this, he is good friends with Jesse Bates, I'm hearing as well. I'll get the cut and I'll play it for you next segment. But there is a cut of Justin Simmons talking about Jesse Bates, I believe it is. And there's also, you know, Justin Simmons talking about his free agency thus far. So look, I don't know if his relationship with Jesse Bates, I don't know exactly how deep it runs, but they do have definitely a respect for one another. So I don't know if that gives the Falcons a leg up in this situation, but it definitely has to help. Now, I do want to note that Justin Simmons also visited the Saints recently. So, look, Justin, all I got to say is this, my dude. If you ain't going to come here, don't go to the Aints. If you're not going to come to the ATL, just at least don't go to another NFC South rival, especially not the Aints, man. That's all I really ask. But I really want you to come here, Justin. So, man, if the Falcons and Terry Fontenot can pull off getting Justin Simmons here, I am all for it. And honestly, if the Falcons really, really want Justin Simmons, then you don't let him leave Flowery Branch today. Again, the report from Ian Rapoport was he visited yesterday, and he's going to be here again today. Now, today is an off day for the Falcons as far as practice goes. So today could be a day they're showing him just around the facility, and, you know, maybe they just let him come to practice. And I'm completely speculating right now, by the way. Maybe yesterday was a day that they let him come to practice, see how practice is, see how they run things as far as day-to-day, practice-to-practice operational things go. And then maybe it's today they talk numbers. And if the day's the day they're talking numbers, what I have to say is do not let him leave without having him sign. Do not let Justin Simmons leave. If you really want him, do not let that Pro Bowl safety leave without having pen to paper and his name on the contract. If you really want him, that's what you got to do. You don't let him leave without being signed. Point blank, period. So we'll see what happens. But Falcons, again, are hosting Pro Bowl free agent safety Justin Simmons on a visit. They had him there yesterday, and they're going to have him here again today. Again, today's an off day for the Falcons, so we'll see what happens if we get a big signing from the Falcons today. Speaking of signings, the Falcons did make some roster moves yesterday that they announced, and I'll go ahead and give you those. Falcons announced yesterday that they have signed cornerback William Hooper and safety Josh Thompson. Now, I don't think anybody will think this, but just in case, no, I don't think the signing of Josh Thompson is going to, no shade, just truth. I don't think the signing of Josh Thompson is going to affect whether or not we bring in Justin Simmons. But they did sign cornerback William Hooper, safety Josh Thompson, and then in corresponding moves, the Falcons released running back Robert Burns and wide receiver Austin Mack. So there you have it. And then they also, by the way, I don't think I gave you their other signings where they brought in Spencer Brown. Maybe I did, but they brought in Spencer Brown, Jakeem Grant. I did. I told you this yesterday. Brought in Spencer Brown, a Jakeem Grant signed quarterback John Paddock. I gave you that news yesterday. Couldn't remember if I did or not, but I did. So, again, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Justin Simmons saga, but that talk about, I mean, heck, even if DeMarco Helms was healthy, I think Justin Simmons would definitely be an upgrade. Now, again, he is definitely on the back nine of his career. I'm not saying we are going to get prime Justin Simmons, but we are going to get a guy who was a Pro Bowler and is still very good. So I still think it would definitely be an upgrade for sure. All right, while we are on the topic of injuries, let's hear from the head coach. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, because I thought this was really interesting what he talked about. And shout out to Joe Patrick, because I believe he's the one that asked this question. But he asked Raheem Morris if he talks to guys like Richie Grant about the opportunity they'll have after a guy like DeMarco Helms goes down.
Kind of talk about it well beforehand. We got some real significant battle positions for starting roles, whether it be Mike Hughes and Clark, whether it be DeMarco and when it was Richie and all those kind of guys. So they kind of go into it knowing what the fight is and what the competition level is here, and that's really a good thing. You always want to have guys on the competitive level to think that way, but now you got to go out there and compete against the next person. Somebody's going to step up, whether it's Shank, whether it's whoever else on our roster that has the ability to go out there and step up, and we'll get a chance to go see that within the next couple of weeks. And like I said, I really get fired up about these practices. I really get fired up by seeing these guys go play against ones versus twos, twos versus ones, have Mamba periods. And that's what we'll get a chance to get this week up until we get to the game. So that'd be fun to watch out people compete again and kind of reset the roster.
Time to go back out there and see if, like Raheem Moore said, if anybody else, who is going to step up and how the maybe roster gets reset, how the depth gets reset a little bit with that injury. And obviously, if they do bring in Justin Simmons, obviously it'll be reset there as well, because you have to think if they bring in Justin Simmons, they are going to have the – there's going to be the obvious thing of him starting. So we'll see again what happens there. But again, that is if they do bring in Justin Simmons, which again is no guarantee right about now, but they do have the chance to woo him. So we'll see. But he also talked about Raheem Morris, talked about if he thinks the team, speaking of bringing anybody in, he talked about if he thinks the team will look to bring in anybody to help the safety room after the DeMarco Helms injury.
You know our guys upstairs better than anybody. These guys are continuously just pounding and grinding on the roster. Kyle Smith, Ryan Pace, and Terry, they do a nice job of that and continue to improve. So I definitely could see some things happening over the next couple of weeks and how we go about our business. But I'm excited with all the opportunities and things that they always bring up to present.
So Raheem not leaving it out of the realm of possibilities that they could do something, that they could try and bring in somebody. And look, I'm sure he obviously knew that Justin Simmons was coming in for a visit yesterday. I have no doubt that he knew Justin Simmons was there yesterday. He probably talked to him. So him saying he wouldn't be surprised, maybe he knows a little something we don't know. Again, I'm speculating, but maybe he already knows something we don't know. I'm just saying. We'll see. Wait and see. That's what we're going to do. But I do wonder if at the end of today, some news is going to come down. Not guaranteeing it, but I feel actually pretty good about it. So we shall see. What I'm also feeling pretty good about is that Braves win yesterday. Ooh-wee! That boy Chris Sale is nasty. He was in his bag along with Blake Snell. We'll talk about how the Braves edged the Giants in what was a crazy pitching duel last night that went to extras as well. It's coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Braves' loss of the season yesterday, the Braves get one of the grittiest wins of 2024. A 1-0, 10-inning victory.
Brandon Godden, you ain't never lied, man. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning about to talk some Braves because Brandon Godden, Valley Sports South, that's who you heard on the call just then. He was absolutely right. And that was a great final call, by the way. But it was also very true after a just frustrating, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, all the things type of loss against the Colorado Rockies on Sunday after having an 8-2 lead, blowing that 8-2 lead going into the bottom of the eighth, by the way. Having a 6-run lead going into the bottom of the eighth and then losing that game to bounce back and win a edgy, hard-fought, gritty pitching duel that we saw between Blake Snell and Chris Sale last night. That had to be a morale booster for everybody in that Braves clubhouse. And I know Brian Snicker was given a big sigh of relief after that game. And I'm sure everybody was because that was just straight up a game that the Braves needed. They had to have that win last night. If Chris Sale goes out and pitches the way he did, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 12 strikeouts. If he goes out and pitches like that and the Braves lose, can you imagine? I don't even want to think about it. I don't even want to imagine it. But if they lose that game, man, we might be talking about a second rock bottom. They go from losing the game, they're up 6 runs, to then losing the pitching duel. Oh, my goodness. I would have been hurting this morning. I would have been hurting. But luckily, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Braves getting a big win over the San Francisco Giants last night. 1-0. Travis d'Arnaud, a little deep, hitting the sacrifice fly in the top of the 10th inning. And then shout out to Rozel Iglesias, too, pitching 2 innings of perfect baseball, 4 strikeouts in those 2 innings. And he has the 2-inning save. So, and he got the win as well. So shout out to Rozel Iglesias. Now, Chris Sale definitely deserved that win, but can't be mad at Rozel Iglesias for what he did coming in, again, pitching the 2 innings, and can't be mad that he got the win. Also, I thought it was pretty fitting that Jorge Soler charged in and caught the final out because of the problems he's had in the outfield as of late, so it was good to see him make a nice play, a solid play in the outfield. So just a night overall last night with the Braves that just makes you feel good again. Makes you feel like, okay, maybe there is hope. Now, the Braves have to do it consistently, and that's what we've been saying all season long, and we're going to continue to say that until we're blue in the face, until the postseason comes around. Hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on whatever this table is made out of, that the Braves make the postseason because they still got a lot of work to do in that front. They now are a game, a singular game, a whole game, ahead of the New York Mets for that final wild card spot, but the Braves still have to show some consistency, and that has been their problem all season long. But they'll be back at it tonight against the San Francisco Giants. Charlie Morton, who needs to have himself a bounce back outing, he'll be going up against Kyle Harrison. So, look, it was a good night last night for the Braves. Obviously couldn't get anything going offensively, but they were going up against a really, really good pitcher in Blake Snell, who has been red freaking hot ever since he came off the injured list. So he threw a no-hitter just 10 days ago, 11 now technically, I guess. He had a no-hit bid last night through 6 innings, and the no-hit bid got broken up because of the big bear. Marcell Ozuna had a leadoff double in the 7th inning on his 103rd pitch. So he went 102 pitches, Blake Snell did, without giving up a hit. Impressive stuff there. And then Matt Olson followed it with an infield single. And then he struck out Orlando Arcia, Blake Snell did, before getting pulled. But he struck out 11 and walked 3 in his own respect. But where was the stat about Blake Snell that I was looking for? Here it is. So Snell has a 0.99 ERA in 7 starts since coming off the injured list, only allowing 14 hits, striking out 60 in 45 in the third innings since coming off the injured list. But guess what? After the Braves' victory last night, Blake Snell is still winless in his career against the Braves. So that is some silver lining there for Braves fans. But yeah, Blake Snell has been absolutely on fire since coming off the injured list. But Chris Sale, he's been on fire all season long. And we talked about him having a great outing. Fan, again, 12 batters, so 12 strikeouts, no walks, and 7 innings of 3-hit ball. 8-time All-Star Chris Sale threw 77 strikes out of 107 pitches, lowered his ERA to 2.61, and he, for the second time in 9 tries, moved. Oh, this is about the Braves and the Mets, excuse me. But Chris Sale had a great outing, and he also, this was his, I believe, I'm looking for it, 94th career double-digit strikeout game. The two, by the way, Sale and Snell last night combined for 33 strikeouts. That's marked the most by 2 starting pitchers in the history of Oracle Park, which is where the Giants play, obviously. So for Chris Sale, 94th career double-digit strikeout game. And, man, where would the Braves be without Chris Sale this season? And you could even say, even though I know he's hurt right now, but without Chris Sale, without Reynaldo Lopez, the Braves would be hurting right now. Could you imagine if this Braves squad only really, as far as like aces go, only had Max Fried? Like, and no Spencer Strider? My goodness. And on the flip side, you could say, what if the Braves did have Spencer Strider? That would be scary as well. And hopefully we at least get to see a little bit of that next season. We don't know what Max Fried is going to be like, but hopefully at least next season we'll have Strider, Sale, Lopez. And we'll see what after that, because I hope Charlie Morton has a great start tonight. But regardless of what he does this season, unless he just absolutely goes on a godlike tear and blows the doors down off every opposing team that he faces, he needs to retire after this season because he's been looking a little old. So not sure if we'll have Fried next season, not sure if we'll have Charlie Morton next season, but even just thinking about Chris Sale, if he can be at least some of what he's been this season, if he can be healthy and somewhat replicate what he's done this season, next season, you add Spencer Strider to the mix, you add Reynaldo Lopez to the mix, maybe Max Fried, fingers crossed, if the Braves re-sign him. Braves have a very good pitching rotation next year as well, but still focused on this year. And it was a very good win for the Braves to start this 4-game set with the San Francisco Giants, which, again, don't forget, very, very important series with the Giants that they're in right now, because the Giants are trying to come up and nip up on the heels of the Atlanta Braves when it comes to that final wild card spot, because not only are the Mets only a game behind, and look, the Braves, with the win over the Giants, did give themselves some room between at least themselves and the Giants. Not themselves and the Mets, really, but themselves and the Giants. But the Giants still are not too far behind the Braves when it comes to that final spot in the wild card. So if we take a look at the updated wild card standings, the Giants 2.5 games behind the Braves for that final wild card spot. Again, the Mets just 1 game behind. St. Louis and San Francisco 2.5 games behind for that final wild card spot. So they are not in the woods by any means. They still need to take care of business, at least split, hopefully take 3 out of 4. I mean, you always love to sweep, if I can say the word right. You would always love to sweep the Giants, but realistically, if they can split, win 3 out of 4, you're feeling real, real good about the Braves going into their next series, which will be against the Angels, which hopefully they should beat up on. But they should have beat up on the Colorado Rockies. We're in position to do that, but we all know how that ended. So either way it goes, Braves again back at it tonight. First pitch, set for 9:45 p.m. So it'll be another late one, especially if he's going to the extras like the one last night did. Now, thankfully, the fellas didn't have to stay up too late because the game only went to 10 innings. But still, on the West Coast and having to play extra innings, whew, tough one for the Braves last night. But they did, in fact, edge it out. So it was a good night for the Bravos, and we will see what they do tonight. Michael Harris, by the way, should be back very, very soon. He's been on track to come back tomorrow, August 14th. So we'll see if Money Mike is able to come back tomorrow. And if he does, that'll be an even bigger boost for the Atlanta Braves because, again, if it was me, and I'm not Brian Snicker, but if it was me, once Money Mike gets back, I want to go back to seeing Jared Kelnick hit leadoff. And I know Soler's hot right now, so I get it after what he did in Colorado. But I would love to see Jared Kelnick go back to hitting leadoff. And again, Jared Kelnick did go through a slump, so that's part of the reason why he was taken out of that leadoff spot. You can't be really going through a slump if you are a leadoff hitter. You got to hit. But I would still love to see Jared Kelnick at the leadoff spot and Michael Harris back at that nine hole. If we can somehow get that back going, I think you have speed like you did going from 9-1 like you did with Michael Harris, Money Mike, and Ronnie when Ronnie was in the lineup. And I just like that kind of 1-2 punch you have to flip the order. So, look, I don't know where they're going to put with the other injuries. I don't know where you put Michael Harris. Ramon Laureano, just for a little context, last night he was in the seventh spot. So maybe Michael Harris goes into that spot. But we'll see what happens. But by the way, also some quick injury news and updates. The Braves yesterday announced that they recalled Dylan Lee to the big league club and placed AJ Minter on the 15-day injured list with left hip inflammation. So hopefully nothing too serious there for AJ, and hopefully he doesn't have to be out too long, but missing a big piece there. But look, that's just, you need guys like Dylan Lee and others to step up, and we know we're going to see Raisel Iglesias, at least at the time, to close things out. Not to say we weren't going to see him regardless, but you're definitely going to see him in closing situations now with AJ on the mend. But again, good win for the Braves last night. Absolute great night for Chris Sale, and hopefully the Braves can keep it up. So we'll see what happens with the Braves tonight and see if they can get a second straight win and start to get back to their winning ways to build up a little consistency and get a little hot before they face the Phillies, which will be a big series come August 20th. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL stories because one team that has Super Bowl aspirations thinks they might have lost a big weapon yesterday. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well, and all my local vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning too. All right, let's get into some NFL headlines because we got some big things to talk about. We got some big developments that happened yesterday, and none bigger than what is going down up there in New York. So let's go back in time a little bit, shall we? About, what, 5 months ago? Not even that far back? Hassan Reddick was traded from the Philadelphia Eagles to the New York Jets. Eagles having to pay A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and others. They couldn't afford to keep everybody. So they had to make a decision that, look, we're going to make sure we keep our core offensive pieces intact. They also traded for Bryce Huff from the Jets. And they had to do some wheeling and dealing. Hassan Reddick, who has been really good over the past few years, has what, had double-digit sacks with like three different teams now, I believe it is. He wanted to get paid like he believes a pass rusher, a top elite pass rusher of his caliber should be paid, which I don't blame him. So he gets traded to the New York Jets, thinking that the Jets, by trading for him, know that he wants to get paid and are ready to pay him and are at least going to be ready at some point this offseason to pay him. Well, that's what we fast forward to today. Or yesterday, I guess. So the Jets and Hassan Reddick, up until this point, up until yesterday, have been in a stalemate. They've been trying to negotiate, try to work things out, but just haven't come to an agreement, obviously. And yesterday, it seems like it all came to a head because yesterday it was reported by multiple sources that Hassan Reddick has requested a trade from the Jets, not even playing a game for him yet, and just being traded to the Jets, again, like 5 months ago. And if you are the New York Jets, what are you doing? What are you doing? If, now, I don't know what the negotiations were like after they traded for him. I don't know if Hassan Reddick's agent talked to the Jets while they were trying to make a deal for him. And, you know, I don't know if they knew. Basically, what I'm trying to say is I don't know if the Jets didn't know the number that Hassan Reddick was at the time that they traded for him. I don't know what the problem is, but I am just thinking, why in the world would you trade for a guy if you have no intent on signing him? And that's not to say they didn't have any intent, but if you weren't confident, that's a better word. If you weren't confident that you were going to be able to sign Hassan Reddick to a long-term deal, if you weren't confident that you would be able to come to an agreement, why make the move? And why have yourself in this position now? Now, the Jets GM did come out and say that they are not going to trade. Joe Douglas, by the way, is the Jets GM. He did make a statement, and he did say that they are not going to trade Hassan Reddick, and they have no intention of trading Hassan Reddick. I'll read you the official statement here in just a moment. But, okay, how is all that going to work out? You mean to tell me you're going to sign him? Because it seems like if you don't sign him, he's definitely not going to play. Here's the official statement. We have informed Hassan that we will not trade him, that he is expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined per the CBA if he does not report. Since the trade discussions back in March, we have been clear, direct, and consistent with our position. Our focus will remain on the guys we have here as we prepare for the regular season. That is the statement from Jets GM Joe Douglas. But this just seems like a huge misstep by the New York Jets. Again, just how do you bring a guy in if you're not confident that you're going to be able to sign him? I mean, again, I don't know if they didn't talk prior or while the deal was maybe happening or in the works about what they want a deal to look like. And so once they traded for him, if they figured out, I don't know if it was a situation of once they traded for him, then that's when they figured out, oh, we are on two opposite sides of the spectrum when it comes to a contract here, when it comes to a number. So I don't know if that's what happened or what, but it is just, whew, the Jets are giving a little bit of a hot mess right now, at least when it comes to that front. Some other news in the NFL, we have to talk about Jahmyr Gibbs. I teased it, and it seems like Jahmyr Gibbs, there is fear that Jahmyr Gibbs may have an ACL injury. So let me go ahead and give you the latest report on him. So, and actually this is from Scott Erickson. He is an NFL ESPN insider, UGA alumni, by the way. But Scott says that it's feared that Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs has suffered an ACL injury. The young star has had a lingering hamstring issue, which correlates with ACL tears. And if Jahmyr Gibbs has an ACL tear, that is not good for fantasy leagues. And that's not obviously good for, most importantly, Detroit Lions. He is a huge part. He was a huge part of them making the NFC Championship game. And he was probably going to be an even bigger part of what they do this year. So if it is, in fact, an ACL tear for Jahmyr Gibbs, that is absolutely devastating for the young man, and that is absolutely devastating for the Detroit Lions. Now, they do still have David Montgomery, I believe, and he was very good for them as well, but he's not a Jahmyr Gibbs who could just do a bevy of different things. Very good. I mean, he's Detroit's Bijan Robinson. I mean, these two guys, talking about Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson, they were compared like for like with each other coming out of college. And obviously they were in the same draft class. Obviously the Falcons got Bijan, Detroit got Jahmyr. But he's their version of Bijan Robinson. So everything that Bijan does for us is going to do for us. That's what Jahmyr is going to be in Detroit. So losing a guy like that, you can obviously put together how big of a loss that is for the Detroit Lions. If it is, in fact, an ACL tear, which, again, reports seem like that's exactly what it is. So hopefully Jahmyr is going to be okay. Hopefully it's nothing too crazy, but we will find out there. And then two, last bit of news real quick. Matthew Judon. Maybe seems like some teams are interested in the Patriots linebacker services. We'll keep an eye out on that as well. Maybe that's a target for the Falcons. We'll find out and see. All right, when we come back, though, we will also find out and see what is coming up on the morning shift. Allison Mastrangelo from WSB back in the building with Bo Squid, Billy Morgan, and Michael P. Johnson. We'll see what they got up on a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.